Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Back on fire. Light from my eyes. Be careful steps.
Welcome to episode 3 of Poetry Pals. The Dean is always joined by Mireia, and we're going to talk about Miguel Hernandez poetry. Say hello.
Hello.
We have little Alfred as well. So we mentioned briefly on when I did the last episode of Books Boys, I mentioned to PJ that I'd read some Miguel Hernandez, but I didn't have time to talk about it in more detail. So I thought, why don't we do this little show? And I found someone who really loves Miguel Hernandez. So why don't you tell, how long did you like him since you were little?
Since I was in the high school during the A-levels, at that moment we started to study poetry in literature, and just there I found Miguel Hernandez.
And is he your favorite?
It's my favorite.
Yeah. Okay, good. So we're gonna read, I think, 3 or 4 poems. I'm gonna read them. But I think first you wanna tell us a little bit about the poet, yeah?
Yes. We start for the beginning.
Okay, let's have it.
So Miguel Hernandez, born in 1910 in Orihuela, his city, that is close to Alicante.
Okay.
It's part of Spain. And he goes to the school like a normal child. But at the 13 years old, he has to change to higher studies with a scholarship. But his father says no, because he has to care of the goat that the family has.
It's very important, right?
Yeah, it's very important in his life. So the priest offer a scholarship for him, but he can accept, and they start a friendship. And the priest gave to Miguel Hernandez all his personal library. So he starts to learn and read a lot about classical authors. And he discovers the poetry. When he goes to the mountains with the goats, instead of caring about the goats, he writes his first poems like there on the mountain. And of course, the theme of the first poems will be about the daily life, the nature, and the rural life. That's everything he knows. Mm-hmm. However, he is not the only one that is interested in literature or in poetry. And he found a lot of boys of the same age, more or less, that they have like a literary cycle in which they can talk about different authors, different books, classical, new ones, and also read their own writings. They start to do a magazine together.
Nice.
Yes.
So they had a little poetry club.
Exactly.
Nice.
Yeah. So these groups obviously helps Miguel a lot with to improve his writing or to maybe try to publish his works and take the poet as something serious. The person who encouraged more Miguel Hernandez is Ramón Sijé. that maybe you know, because one of the most famous poems of Miguel is called Elegy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's dedicated to Ramón Gise.
That's right.
In the beginning, this poem said, like, in Orihuela, his town and mine has died like lightning. Ramón Gise, with whom I wanted so much. Don't know if you remember.
I remember the eulogy poem, but I don't remember the details, I guess.
So just another example of how strong this relation was. So Miguel started to publish some poems in local and regional magazines, and then he decided to be a good poet and go to the capital, to Madrid. Madrid in that time is where most of the poets, writers, painters, filmmakers of the moment are living. This group of, how to call it, like artistic people.
Yeah.
There's the generation of the 27. So important in the literature in Spain in the last century. And in that group, you can find Lorca, Neruda, Luis Buñuel. The first two are poets. Luis Buñuel is a filmmaker, or Dalí. Everyone knows Dalí.
Yes. We know Dalí. Well, we heard about Lorca, I guess. Everyone heard about Lorca.
Yeah, he's the main poet of Spain. But I prefer Miguel Hernández.
Lorca is most famous for the reread bookmark, yeah? Maybe it's Lorca.
So, then Miguel goes to Madrid. Starts to know about this group. They have a good relationship. In fact, as Miguel, for his age, is not will not be considered as part of the generation of the 27, due to his writings, how close they were. It's one of the is the latest one.
Right. Okay. So he's in that group, but just on the edge.
I would say that it's one of the mains, but this group is so big as you can find a different artistic or scientific branches.
Yeah, okay.
So it's really, really big. I think it's one of the most famous. Don't know, there's others that I can't remember. So, so in this generation, he meets Maruja Mayo, that is a surrealist painter from the same generation, with whom he will maintain a love relationship.
Okay.
But it's important to clarify that Miguel had a girlfriend in his town.
Mm-hmm.
So he played on two sides.
Oh, okay. Crafty.
The difference that Maruja Mayo and Josefina, that is the girlfriend in the town, has like Maruja Mayo is so liberal, is living in the main city of Spain with all the liberal movement. Josefina lives in a small town with Catholic values. So these two different worlds. And he's in love of someone from that world, makes him feel something, to think about that, and he writes his mature work calling the lighting that never ends, El Rayo que no cesa.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just, it talks about the contradictory feelings between both women. And that's the Go Alone poem belongs to.
Okay.
The first one.
So, time for me to read the first poem, yeah? No, I won't go along.
That is.
No, I won't go along, I despair, as if I were a hurricane of lava in the presidio of an enslaved almond or in the hanging prison of a finch. To kiss you was to kiss a wasp's nest that nails me to torment and unnails me and digs a burial pit and digs down into my heart where I die. No, I won't go along. That would be to worship too much the vision of your kiss, to follow the curse of your fragrance. One buried alive in crying, a revolution in bone, I'm a lightning bolt, subject to a bottle. And that's that one. I like that one. It's not my favorite because I think the ending loses the rhythm a little, but I like it. To be honest, I have very simple pleasures. I like any that talk about air kissing. So,
you know, I know, well, for this book is plenty of that because this, I think there are 18 poems. So if there are 18, 16 of them talks about Maruja and 2 talks about Josefina and how distant he feels Josefina is.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So now he's in Madrid, living his own life, but he has a lot of problems with the police. Several problems.
Okay,
basically,
why?
Because he was considered like a thug or a stealer because of his way of dressing. He was dressed like people from rural world.
Okay.
So not as fancy as the city.
Mm-hmm.
So due to that, he starts to consider some movements, social movements that they are in Spain now, around the world, in that context, that is the socialism, communism ideas. We also have to say that most of his colleagues are socialist or communist, like Vicente Aleixandre, Neruda, Lorca, most of them.
Intelligent people, yeah.
Yeah. And then the civil war breaks out in Spain. And Miguel, of course, joins the Republican Army, as most of his colleagues. And he's selected as a culture commissioner. And his job is just to write texts of encouragement and hope to the Republican soldiers. There you have Vientos del Pueblo, or Winds of the People. That book that you don't like.
Oh.
No. Campesino is inside this book.
Good, and, I like that one.
Yeah. And also The Man is Watching, El Hombre Acecha. That is the second one. Winds of the People talks about, is constantly talking about hope, and we have to fight against the fascism. We have to finish this situation, bring the revolutionary ideas.
You see, you're more of a fighter than I am. I like the romantic ones. I don't care about the fighting poems, you know? I'm not a fighter, but... Shall we read the second one? So we're reading just part 2, yeah?
Yeah.
So, I bleed for freedom, I fight, I survive. For freedom, I give my hat, my eyes and hands, like a generous and captive tree of flesh, to the surgeons. For freedom, I feel more hearts in me than grains of sand. My veins give up foam and I enter the hospitals. I enter the bandages as if they were lilies. For freedom, I sever myself with bullets from those who dumped her statue into the mud. And I sever myself from my feet, my arms, my house, from everything. Because where these empty eye sockets dawn, she will put 2 stones that see the future and make new arms and new legs grow from the pruned flesh. The body's relics that I give up in each wound will bud again in autumnless flutterings of sap, because I am like the cropped tree and I bud again, because I still have life.
So beautiful.
So that's not one of the ones I liked. So why do you think that one's beautiful? I'm just curious.
Because it's like singing of hope.
Okay.
I have this poem in my WhatsApp status.
Yes, I know. That's cool. I didn't see any dancing, but or any kissing or any romanticism, but okay. We can like that one as well.
Romantic part. So after that, finally the Republic lost the civil war, most of the people could know. Franco dictatorship starts. And Miguel tried to go to Portugal, but he can't. He's captured on the border and come back to Spain. And Miguel is sentenced to life imprisonment, and it will be there where he writes his last poems from prison, talking about the life in prison, how he missed the love of his wife, that will be Josefina. And of course, the love of his son that he never met.
Yeah.
And also the proximity of the death as she starts to being sick. So for me, these poems are really sad and hopeless.
I know that he died in prison, but do you know, was he meant to stay in prison, you know, forever until he died, or was he going to be let out eventually?
So first, it was condemned to death.
Okay.
And then it was for life imprisonment.
For life.
I think, I'm not sure if he would saw that, but maybe after will be 30 years of imprisonment. Like, for example, Antonio Buero Vallejo, that is another author from Spain, from the same movement, he was in jail with him. He was there at the end of 30 years. So here we have...
So what we have learned is that you should dress fancy in the city, right?
No.
It's time for the third poem, yeah?
Yes.
The Waltz of Lovers Who Will Always Be Together. I love the title already. They never left the orchard of their arms and entwined themselves in the red rose bush of their lips. Hurricanes of spite tried to separate them, and sharpened axes and terse lightning bolts. Their pale hands mounded up earth. They took the measure of cliffs driven by the wind between gaping mouths. They moved deeper and deeper through shipwrecks in their bodies, in each other's arms, hunted and sunk by a great helplessness of memories and moons, of Novembers and Marches. They saw themselves scattered like weightless dust, saw themselves scattered, yet always in each other's arms. I think that's one of my favorites.
So yeah. Beautiful.
It's lovely. Yeah, it really is. It has all the kind of themes that I like. And we should mention, look, we're reading these in English just because that's what people understand, but they are more effective in Spanish, right?
Of course, I prefer reading them in Spanish.
Yeah. See, we have a problem on Books Boys. We sound very pretentious because all of our listeners are English and we're always reading books in other languages. And, you know, I'll say, well, you should read it in Spanish. And then PJ is reading something in French or Italian. And he'll say, well, of course you should read this one in French. And I said, okay, our listeners don't speak five languages. You know? You didn't read that one in Russian? Why not? You know? Well, I do want to read one more. Am I allowed to read the Boca?
Go ahead.
Again, it's better in Spanish, but the mouth. Mouth that tugs at my mouth, mouth that has tugged at me, mouth that comes from far off to illuminate me with its rays. Dawn that gives to my nights a radiance reddened and white, mouth inhabited by mouths, bird filled with birds. Song that flaps its wings upwards and downwards, death reduced to kisses, dying slowly to thirst, you give the blood-stained grass two great beats of your wing. The upper light is the sky, and the earth is the lower lip. Kiss that wheels in the darkness, kiss that comes rolling from the first cemetery to the last stars, star that holds your mouth dumb and enclosed, until a celestial dew comes to quiver your eyelids. Kiss that moves to a future of young girls and boys who won't leave the streets or the fields empty. How many mouthless mouths already buried we disinter. I drink from your mouth to them, toast them from your mouth, as many as fell over the wine in their loving glasses. They are memories, memories, kisses distant and bitter. I sink my life in your mouth. I hear the murmurs of space, and infinity seems to have emptied itself over me. I have to return to kiss you. I have to return. I sink, I fall, descending among the centuries, towards the deep ravines like a feverish snowfall of kisses and lovers. Mouth that unearthed the clearest dawn with your tongue. Three words you've inherited. Three fires. Life, death, love. There they remain, written on your lips. That's my favorite. Although it's longer than I remembered.
So beautiful. Like most of his poems.
Yeah.
So Miguel Hernández died March 28th, 1942 in prison due to a pneumonia. And it's curious to know that his cellmates, who were the only ones able to say goodbye to him, after they would say that his eyes never closed and his last words were written on a wall on his cell, and they said, "Goodbye, brothers, comrades, friends, let me take my leave of the sun and the fields." I think it's so beautiful.
When even in death. And in the book that I read, they had put that as his last poem. You know, that was on the last page, which I thought was nice. There we go. So you had me read a book in Spanish and then another in English. And it's sad because although I can see that the Spanish is more effective, I think I took more from the English just because I could understand it all, you know. But it's good in both, you know.
Yeah, I would prefer always in Spanish because I understand better.
Do you have a copy in Bear for Little Alfred?
And you know, this poet is so important for me.
I know.
It's in my room, it's in my skin, it's in my mobile phone, it's everywhere close to me.
Do you think that, so I understand that you really like his poetry, but do you think it's had an influence on your life?
You actually, he has influenced my life in other aspects?
Yeah, like, I know that you like it, you've put it as your WhatsApp, you've got it, you know, some lines tattooed, but do you think it's changed the person that you are?
No, I think that I discovered Miguel Hernández while I was growing up to be a more mature person, an adult, and that he grows with me, so I was learning maybe for that.
Okay.
What I want to be is what Miguel was, so.
But not in prison, right?
Not in prison, I hope.
I would love to be part of a movement. You have them in ancient Athens, you have them in Vienna. These ideas of, you know, artists, poets, authors, painters, philosophers all hanging out and doing their artistic things and having a movement together. We don't really have that anymore, and I would love that. Well, I think that's us, yeah? Mireia, thank you very much. This has been Poetry Pals, episode 3. And as with all my shows, thanks to Wiggly of Trapdoor for the theme tune.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.